So the report gives us some of what's happening in the world of sports, particularly on the college level. Dr. Nagel, what's happening in the world of sports when it comes to the drafts?
Well, I think it's an interesting thing when you really think about what is a draft. We just had the NFL draft, less than 2 weeks ago. And you say, well, what actually goes on at the NFL draft? And it's essentially teams selecting players, sending a name to the NFL office, and they announce that, okay, we've picked Mike Jones or Keith Smith or whoever. And yet the NFL brand and the interest in the NFL is so strong that essentially the NFL office is reading off names of players that were picked. The ratings for that, millions of people watch that. And I think it's a testament to the strength of the NFL that their product is so in demand that, 4 months after this or 3 months after the season is over, their teams are picking college players, and they have created an entire industry around the NFL draft. And the consumption of draft-related materials, whether it's the draft itself where millions of people watch live, and not just on the first night but on the second night and then on the third day, you had millions of people watching, and you had an entire industry surrounding the draft leading up to it. Who is Team X going to take? Who is Team Y going to take? Mm-hmm. Should this trade have happened, and so forth? And it's really amazing to think at the same time that Major League Baseball is essentially, in its first part of the season, as the NBA is going to the playoffs, that the NFL draft is right smack in the middle of that. And in many cases, the NFL draft outdraws real competition that's on television for other sports.
Interesting.
I think it's an interesting thing.
Wow. So I'm trying to remember what you shared with us in the past. Is the NFL the number one sport in America?
Oh, certainly. Certainly, yes. As far as franchise values, television ratings, interest throughout the year, the NFL is really king in the United States. And I think it's a real amazing thing that the NFL has done really in the last 20 years. I mean, obviously, you go back to the 60s and 70s and early 80s, the NFL was certainly very, very popular. But you can go back from the business standpoint. I can remember in the 1980s, they were talking about the most valuable franchises. And in many cases, you had NFL teams and Major League Baseball teams that were of very similar value. If you look now at the revenues and you look at the franchise valuations of NFL teams, they dwarf just about all the other franchises in baseball and basketball and certainly in hockey. And so, you have some exceptions in there, the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Knicks and the Lakers and stuff. But by and large, the lowest valued NFL team dwarfs the overall revenues and dwarfs the overall value of other sports in the United States and in North America. It's really amazing what the NFL has done the last 25 years to build a nationwide following for football, professional football.
That said, the last 25 years, you brought something to my mind. How did Monday Night Football play into where the NFL is overall today? When they were really pushing, I mean, hard. What was it, 30 years ago? Monday Night Football.
Well, the origins of Monday Night Football are fascinating, too, when we think about how our entire culture has changed. When the NFL thought of this idea, they went to CBS, who was their main television partner at the time. This is back in the late 1960s. And CBS was concerned that if they did a Monday night game, that would interfere with their other programming that they had. They had comedy shows on Monday night, and so they were very reticent to embrace the NFL on Monday night because they were worried about their other television schedule. And so ABC was kind of the network that didn't have any NFL games, and so they jumped in and said, oh, yeah, we'd love to do the NFL on Monday night. And so, the 70s and the 80s certainly were important for the NFL to grow, but I think what's really happened is the NFL has created such a demand for games that Monday Night Football has skyrocketed. They've added Thursday Night Football.
Yes.
They've added a Sunday night game that's on NBC. They've added late in the season. They do Saturday games. It's just this consumption that people have for just about all things NFL that's really amazing to see what the NFL has done business-wise. you know, the last couple of decades.
And that said, we had something going on for a while there, particularly last year, where it seemed like the NFL was kind of in a quandary. No, I don't think anybody expected anything major to happen in a negative sense, but just in a quandary, seeing how they were going to handle the whole issue of a citizen of the United States of America who was also a pro football player, Colin Kaepernick, expressing his right, exercising his right to speak out against racial issues in the country, but using the NFL platform, if you will, as that venue by which he would express his disapproval of some of the racial issues. And the way the NFL leaders handled all of that, do you think that overall the way they handled it was something that Americans in general approved of? Or do you think that the game is just so popular that unless the leaders made a huge misstep, there wasn't going to be any fallout?
Well, I think the NFL is so popular that it keeps rolling on. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to roll on forever. Let me address something else, too, that I think has been a little bit of a crisis point in the last couple of years, which is concussions.
Yes.
So I think the NFL has had a little bit, not necessarily of a crisis of concussions on Sunday, will people want to watch, but I think there's more and more parents that are saying, you know, do I want my 10-year-old to play tackle football?
Exactly.
And so I think the concussion crisis is one that we may not see the full effect of participation in the NFL today or next year, even 5 years from now, but we might be looking at 10, 12 years from now, you know, a new wave of a lowering of the number of players that may want to be participating as youth. And then, okay, does that feed into when they're 20 and 22 mm-hmm. and ready to go play in the NFL? So I think that's been an interesting crisis. I think the Colin Kaepernick crisis has been, you know, it has hurt the NFL brand, because I think any time you have, you know, sports functions best when there isn't politics. And one of the things that sport has always tried to do is say, we want to be above the fray. And so whether you agree with Colin Kaepernick, disagree with Colin Kaepernick, agree with him partially, disagree with him partially, agree with the NFL's response, you know, I think there's just a lot of things that went into that situation that caused people to look at the NFL and say, I don't want to watch Sunday and be talked to politically, whether I'm conservative or liberal or this. Or, you know, and so I think that was an interesting crisis, because I don't know that the NFL, I'm not sure what I would have done if I was the NFL, because you kind of look at it and say, okay, here's a guy kneeling and here's other players who are kneeling. And is that really doing a major disservice to anyone? Probably not. But then we get reactions to that, and you start to create this contention level about the issues that are in society. But then you're left as the NFL going, well, we don't really want to be the platform for this to be discussed, mm-hmm. because we just want to be about games, players, and coaches, and the playoffs, and who's going to be in the Super Bowl, and all those things. So I think it was a very interesting crisis that obviously is still ongoing, because Kaepernick, as of today, has not been signed. You know, and his camp is talking about that they're not sure he'll ever play again. You have some other players, the safety for the San Francisco 49ers, who I think was, I think most people that looked at Kaepernick looked at him and said, okay, he's kneeling. And then when they heard that he was wearing a Fidel Castro shirt and wearing the socks that had the police officers as pigs, I think in many cases that was something that caused a lot of people to recoil. But there's a safety on the 49ers who is also kneeling, who has been very soft-spoken, very poignant in his comments, and he's a safety, I believe his last name is Reed, and he is also unsigned right now, and he's a pretty good player. So I think there's this other simmering issue within some of the players that they feel like they are hamstrung in not being able to say or do anything because of their employment. And so I think there's that issue is going to be festering this year in the NFL as well, particularly if some of these other players who were kneeling are not signed.
So even though we're not hearing about the issue as much as we had been some months and months ago, the issue has not gone away.
Oh, certainly not. And I think even though Kaepernick may be going away, I think there are other players who have kneeled and other players who have expressed their thoughts who have had either direct or indirect backlash from NFL owners. And I think part of it is you know, you look at the issues and say, well, let's talk about them, let's explore them, and that certainly makes sense. But then you also look at it from a business perspective and you say, we're a football team. We want to just focus on football. Anytime we have political talk, we're going to offend this group or that group or whatever else. It's best for business if we just keep it on our business. And so I think it's a fascinating thing because the NFL has become such an ingrained part of our culture. And yet at the same time, they in many ways say, well, we don't want to talk about anything that's actually going on in the culture. So it's a, you know, you never want to say it's too difficult a topic to handle, but it's a weird dynamic if you're the NFL because you want to be part of American culture. You want to be on the tip of everyone's consciousness, but then you also don't want to have any of your employees say anything that might be controversial and might stop the customer base from consuming.
Not necessarily an easy situation to resolve. Our guest is Dr. Mark Nagel. Dr. Nagel and I will be right back.